主席先生，首先请允许我。
On behalf of the Chinese delegation, I would like to begin by congratulating you on your election to the presidency of this working group. I am sure that under your leadership, this working group will make positive progress. The delegation of China attaches great importance to the development of a legally binding instrument and appreciates the work of the chair rapporteur and the secretariat to allow the negotiations to advance. We welcome the proposals from the chair on important issues, and we look forward to an exchange of views with all stakeholders. Chair, the Chinese government attaches great importance to protecting human rights in commercial transnational operations and sees it as important to prevent transnational corporations from violating human rights in their commercial activities. At the 21st Congress of the Chinese Communist Party, which just took place, Xi Jinping highlighted the fact that China continues to promote global development of human rights, and this will allow us new possibilities around the world. Last September, China published its National Action Plan for Human Rights, showing clearly that it will pay attention to the global value chain and promote economic cooperation and investments from abroad that respect UN guidelines. Thanks to the support and advice from the Chinese government, industries such as textile industries and mining have started following directives for investment from abroad. In October 2022, over 500 Chinese enterprises had joined the UN compact and committed to protect human rights on a globally respected level, as well as the right to work and environment. China has always supported the right to life and the right to development, that these are fundamental human rights. We believe that a happy life for the population is the most important human right. We welcome the active role of multinational corporations in promoting economic development and improving the living conditions for populations. We also take note of the negative effects of certain commercial transnational activities on human rights and the environment, and we support negotiations and forming a legally binding instrument within the platform of the United Nations for multinational businesses. China believes that a legally binding instrument must respect the principle of equity, take into account the right to development and other human rights, and should fully respect the legal sovereignty of different countries while effectively protecting human rights and providing remedy to victims. It should also respond to legal points recognized on the international level and have a stable and foreseeable application. All stakeholders should strictly respect the mandate of the 26/9 resolution of the Human Rights Council and should not go beyond this mandate. In order to ensure that this is broadly supported, the negotiations should respect consensus, fully take into account the concerns of all countries, and achieve consensus as far as possible. And China will actively support the work of the chair. Thank you for giving me the floor.